Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Isaac Davey Aronson in for Brian Lehrer on WNYC. It's been a slow, steady, and by most accounts effective campaign to get smokers in New York to take their habit outside. More than 7 years ago, the city became a national leader in efforts to curb indoor smoking when it enacted a ban on smoking in bars and restaurants. Now the mayor and members of the city council want to go even further with a ban on outdoor smoking. A bill to be introduced in the council today would prohibit smoking in city parks and some pedestrian malls and on public beaches. And for more on this bill, we're joined by Kate Lucadamo, reporter at the Daily News City Hall Bureau. Kate, welcome to WNYC.
Hi, thank you.
And listeners, let's have a little smoke break here on air and chat about this. What do you think about an outdoor smoking ban? Are you a smoker who feels oppressed? Are you a non-smoker who nonetheless feels this goes a little too far? Or have you been to or lived in a city that has such a ban? Tell us how it works. Give us a call at 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692, or post a comment on the Brian Lehrer Show page at WNYC.org. Kate, what's behind this new proposed law? I mean, it sounds like city officials really don't want people to smoke anywhere in New York.
Well, the mayor certainly wants to kind of look at this from a public health point of view, and he's looking at ways to, you know, improve the quality of life in New York, and he sees this as sort of an extension of something he's already done. He's seen it done in other cities. It's not uncommon for the mayor to sort of study how ideas have worked in other cities, like congestion pricing, for example, and then introduce it in New York. And you know, whether this will be successful in New York or not remains to be seen, but I think he feels like it's worth trying, despite smokers' frustration about it.
And we're already getting some comments on our Facebook page. James says, I smoked for 6 years and always tried to keep it out of congested areas. Clearly, people just don't care. We'll even go as far to blow it in your face because it's New York and nobody notices you. Robin says, I think having areas where smoking is allowed is a good idea. There are smokers. That fact needs to be acknowledged. So they should have an area in which they can smoke. And in fact, some of our reporters who were out in city parks yesterday getting the mood heard a few people say, well, maybe there could be smoking areas in parks and beaches, et cetera. So that's certainly an idea. Kate, have you heard any reaction either from politicians or New Yorkers on this so far, and sort of what the reaction is to the proposal?
Oh, sure. We've had reporters out in parks that are hearing the same things. Non-smokers are just saying, you know, where do you want us to go? You already raised the taxes. We're paying about $13 a pack now, I think. You know, they're angry. They're upset. They feel like some of them that they're generally considerate about it. And then there are the non-smokers who love the idea of having smoke-free parks, to not find as many smoke butts on the floor, to not have to worry about someone smoking near their children, that sort of thing. So, you know, I think the city is decidedly mixed on this.
And indeed, well, Joe on Facebook writes, I'm in favor of the outdoor restrictions. Ironically, it's currently easier to avoid cigarette smoke indoors than outdoors because, I suppose, of the indoor smoking ban. Kate, how would the law be enforced? I mean, for example, will police officers be allowed to issue summonses to people they find smoking in the park?
Well, that's going to be the challenge of this. It seems like they're putting it on the Parks Department, which, you know, enforces things like the pooper scooper law. So it will fall under that kind of quality of life. And the Parks Department has a very lean staff. So their ability to really wipe this out is going to be challenging. You know, the law itself will probably cut down on it. And I think they will certainly give out tickets. But their ability to really enforce this aggressively will be challenging.
And listeners, whether you're a smoker or not, if you've got a thought about this outdoor smoking ban that may go into effect, give us a call, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Don is calling from Parkchester in the Bronx. Don, you're on WNYC.
Yeah, hi. How you doing there? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. So what do you think?
I'm a non-smoker. I used to smoke, but I don't smoke now. But I think smokers ought to fight tooth and nail for their rights to smoke outside they can't smoke inside, and if they can't smoke outside, where are they going to smoke?
And individual rights argument for smokers. And you, Don, I mean, as a non-smoker, you're not bothered in parks and outside when there are smokers around you?
Not at all. Not at all. I mean, there's parks. I mean, there's a lot of space, and it's very unusual when you're in a crowded area that somebody is going to be smoking. I haven't seen that very much.
Don, thanks very much for your call. And let's go to Joe in Montclair, New Jersey. Joe, you're on WNYC.
Good morning. Love your music on hold.
Thanks.
My point very quickly is if the public use of smoking in a public place is going to be restricted, then the public government that restricts it should not be allowed to tax and spend what's recovered from those sales. The government budget depends on the tax money gained from sales of cigarettes, but you can't consume it in public. That's irreconcilable. I'd like a response.
Interesting. Joe, thanks very much for your call. And Kate Lucadamo from the Daily News City Hall Bureau, I believe that Mayor Bloomberg yesterday was asked a question similar to this, and he reacted, I think, quite angrily, saying that he would be happy if there were no revenue from tobacco in the city.
Well, I believe that's true. I mean, the revenue from tobacco certainly has gone down over the last few years. And I think given the alternative of tax revenue from smoking or no smokers, he would take the no smokers. But having said that, yes, he is still getting quite a bit of revenue, well over $1 million a year on smokers.
And those taxes, of course, just went up.
Yes.
Right.
At least statewide. I think that was a state tax that went up.
Yeah. Let's go to Rosemary in Manhattan. Rosemary, you're on WNYC.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
I like to have my lunch outdoors. I'm working near Bryant Park. I used to smoke all my life. I'm still a social smoker, but basically more non-smoker. But I really don't like it to have my lunch interfered with smoke coming from left and right, even cigar smokers. So I don't like it anymore, and I would appreciate to have non-smoking areas.
Mm. And Rosemary, you say you used to be a smoker, but you're not anymore?
Right. I mean, I have to say I'm still a social smoker.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, you know, if there's a private dinner party and people smoke, I still have a cigarette. So I'm not a Nazi when it comes to non-smoking.
Right. So you're all right with smoking as long as people are doing it in the privacy of their own homes.
Yeah, sure.
Rosemary, thanks very much for your call. Kate Lucadamo from the Daily News, do you have a sense? I mean, this bill is being introduced in the city council today. Do we have a sense yet of what kind of support the bill has?
Well, I think it has widespread support because it's hard to imagine that Christine Quinn would announce this with Mayor Bloomberg if she didn't have her members behind her. And her members generally go along with what she asks of them. And there's no reason to believe they're particularly split. I think you will find a few of them. Because she does sort of have a caucus that we're, and I don't want to say against her, but isn't always in step with her, that may say, well, this is a rights issue, and maybe it is too big brother. But I think she will get enough votes to see this proposal passed.
Well, and as we were talking about earlier, I mean, it does sound like wherever you fall on the individual rights issue, there is an enforcement issue here. I mean, it is going to be presumably very challenging to enforce, unlike the indoor ban. And in fact, I think Christine Quinn was saying yesterday that, you know, in a place like, say, the Times Square pedestrian mall, you could smoke on the sidewalk, but you can't smoke in the pedestrian mall. You know, that sounds confusing, too.
Well, also in Times Square, it's a lot of tourists, a lot of European tourists that smoke openly in their cities. And you know, I don't. They may not be paying attention to signs that say no smoking. Yeah, it's. I don't know how many Parks Department officials are going to be in that area. You know, if the police do have the authority to, at some point, to give tickets, I don't know that they're going to want to get into a confrontation with tourists and have to explain to them why they can't smoke in Times Square. So yeah, it may end up being more of a symbolic law than one that's aggressively enforced.
And let's just hear from a couple more callers in this segment. Philip from Rego Park, you're on WNYC. What do you think?
Well, I never smoke, but I think, it's people should have right to smoke, because if we grow up, we should have, what's next? You're going to ban eating hamburger in the Times Square, because the hamburger is not good for us. What's next? You go to the beach, you have to wear sunscreen, because it sounds like it's not good skin. So what's next?
Although, to be fair, Philip, I mean, the argument, of course, is that eating a hamburger or not wearing sunscreen, you're only hurting yourself, whereas if you smoke a cigarette outside, that secondhand smoke
would
be...
Well, no, but if you died, what about your parents? If you have parents, you eat a hamburger, you die early, your children lost the parents. If you are a co-worker, if you have a cancer, they have a high new people. So it's not fucking affects people. It's a big country. People should have, if you grow up, and also, people pay the taxes. It's too much. It's become a Soviet Union. Everything controlled,
Philip from Rigo Park, thank you very much for your call. And let's just get one more view here. Let's go to Fred in Fred's calling from New Jersey, but I don't. Fred, do you come into the city much? And do you want
to
smoke?
Oh yeah, I go to Times Square. I mean, I've been around quite a bit in the city. And the issue really is the cigarette butts. Is that what they said? The butts.
Mm-hmm. Well, at least certainly on the beaches, certainly the city is concerned about butts. But yes, everywhere I think.
I think people should be responsible for their butts.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're responsible for dog poop. You have a butt, get rid of the hot part and put the rest in your pocket or in a plastic bag. Smokers should be responsible for their butts. I go to the beach all the time. I smoke at the beach, and I keep the cigarette butts on me or in my bag so I'm not littering. It's a littering question. Let's not confuse. Smoking outside is, pretty reasonable. You're smoking outside. But if the butts is the problem, let's deal with the butts. That would be littering.
Fred,
we already have laws for littering.
Fred from New Jersey, thanks very much for your call. An argument for personal responsibility around smoking. I want to thank our guest, Kate Lucadamo from the Daily News City Hall Bureau. Thanks, and please keep us up to date on what we'll see what happens today in the City Council. But we do expect this. I guess there are going to be public hearings. Is that right? Before there's a vote?
That's usually how the process works. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so I'm sure we'll hear a lot more from New Yorkers at those public hearings.
Great. Well, Kate, thanks very much for joining us on WNYC.
Thank you.
Isaac Davey Aronson in for Brian Lehrer here on WNYC and WNYC.org. And up next, President Obama has declared historical Black Colleges Week. What does that mean today? Stay tuned.
I've smoked them all my life, and I ain't dead yet. But nicotine slaves are all the same at a patent party or a poker game. Everything's got to stop while they have that cigarette.
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, 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 and if you smoke yourself to death.
Tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you hates to make him wait, but you just gotta have another cigarette.